Under a federal police investigation, Banco Digimais faces charges for inflating assets and manipulating balance sheets, a method authorities say is similar to the past Banco Master. The bank, controlled by Edier Macedo, says it is cooperating with authorities. Police actions included search and seizure warrants and the freezing of a large sum of assets. Investigators say the bank raised asset values to create fictitious equity and hide trouble in its loan book. Bank leaders were targeted in the operation, and the case focuses on alleged fraud and prohibited credit practices. The bank emphasizes its commitment to transparency and full cooperation with regulators. Federal police probe Digimais for inflating assets and falsifying balance sheets to mislead regulators. The alleged scheme mirrors the now defunct Banco Master and is linked to Edier Macedo's control of the bank. Authorities carried out searches and froze a large block of assets tied to the case. Digimais says it cooperates and will provide explanations, reaffirming transparency and regulatory compliance. Investigators say the bank used the Fundo Garantidor de Credito FGC, the federal guarantee for deposits up to $250,000. To issue notes with returns well above market norms. Digimais under federal probe for asset inflation. Echoing Banco Master, the Policia Federal has opened a formal inquiry into Banco Digimais over suspected overvaluation of assets and falsified balance data. The investigation is said to mirror practices once associated with the now-defunct Banco Master. Federal agents executed 9 search and seizure requests in Sao Paulo, and authorities blocked about $670 million in assets. The bank says it will fully cooperate with investigators. What authorities allege, investigators contend that Banco Digimais, which is controlled by Edier Macedo, used risky financial tactics nearly identical to those seen at Banco Master. In one case, reviewed by officials, an asset bought in 2023 had its value dramatically increased from $31 million to $230 million, creating a fictitious equity of around $199 million. In another instance, 2 assets worth $71 million were revalued to $174.5 million, further inflating the bank's asset base. The PF also points to the use of the Fundo Garantidor de Credito FGC, the federal guarantee, for deposits up to $250,000 to issue notes with returns well above market norms. How the scheme was said to operate, officials say the bank took advantage of information gaps and depositors' trust in formal protections to overstate asset values. The board allegedly issued securities with outsized yields and altered financial statements to conceal the worsening quality of the loan portfolio from supervisory bodies. Legal actions and bank response. The court authorized 9 search and seizure operations targeting Digimais executives and ordered a $670 million block on their assets. Prosecutors accused the institution of fraudulent management, inserting false data into balance sheets, and engaging in prohibited lending activities. In response, Digimais issued a statement affirming its cooperation with authorities and its ongoing commitment to transparency and regulatory compliance. Conclusion: the investigation into Banco Digimais underscores the tension between regulatory scrutiny and market confidence. If the allegations of asset inflation and falsified balance sheets are proven, the bank could face sanctions, enhanced oversight, and penalties that affect creditors and stakeholders. The case linked to Edier Macedo and echoing the practices once associated with Banco Master has already prompted 9 search and seizure warrants and a substantial asset freeze, signaling a serious breach of trust in the eyes of regulators. Digimais states it is cooperating and committed to transparency and regulatory compliance, a stance intended to reassure customers and markets. The role of the Fundo Garantidor de Credito FGC as a depositor guarantee mechanism is central to protection, even as questions about asset valuation and lending standards remain. The ultimate outcome will hinge on the strength of the evidence and independent reviews. In the meantime, the case emphasizes the need for sound governance, accurate reporting, and robust risk management to restore and sustain confidence in the bank and the broader financial system. Frequently asked questions: what did the federal police say about Banco Digimais inflating assets? The federal police say Digimais inflated assets without real backing, like the former Banco Master, by faking balance sheets to fool regulators. They said 9 search warrants were carried out and about 670 million RIs were blocked. Who controls Banco Digimais? Edier Macedo, founder of the Universal Church, controls the bank. What asset inflation examples did the PF cite? One asset bought in 2023 for 31 million RIs was raised to 230 million, creating 199 million in fake equity. Two assets worth 71 million were raised to 174.5 million. What actions did the police take? 9 search and seizure warrants were issued. A freeze of 670 million rias was ordered. The bank says it cooperates. How did the bank respond? Banco Digimai says it is cooperating with authorities, will explain, and stays committed to transparency and regulatory rules.